and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults often suffer from other symptoms such as agitation, paranoia, hallucinations, or dangerous behaviors. These can be even more problematic. Thankfully, help is available. I'm Dr. Tom Foster, a board-certified geriatric psychiatrist, and I run the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home. Call us today to see if we can help you or your loved one. 870-508-6400 or visit our website, hensleybehavioralhealth.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Hi, I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with a new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
And we welcome you into the Arvest Bank postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as the Mountain Home Lady Bombers are coming off a loss to Greene County Tech in this first game portion of our doubleheader, the final score being the Lady Eagles winning by a count of 53-46. Let's take a look at the final numbers for the game stats for tonight's game. We're brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Well, Mountain Home had two players in double figures. They were Hannah Pfeiffer with 18 points and Emma Martin with 13. Anna Grace Foreman got very close to double figures. She ended up with 9 points in the paint and also was able to go 1-of-1 from the free throw line on an old-fashioned three. Also this evening, 2 points each for Peyton Husky, Riley Walker, and for Kyra Penn. Three players in double figures for Greene County Tech. Leading the way was Tiffany Gramling with 14 points. And then Allie Thomas and Kaylee Edgar scored 12 each. Edgar was able to get to the free throw line several times toward the end of the game to get herself into a double figures. 6 points on the night for Shelby Adams. 4 for Haley Potter. And also 3 for Gabby Hudson and 2 for Sabrina Kellett. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap up the Arvest Bank postgame show in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight from Greene County Tech Junior High School. It was the Lady Eagles defeating Mountain Home 53-46. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the locker room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the locker room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We welcome you back to the RBS Bank postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as, again, Mountain Home falls to Greene County Tech in the girls' portion of our doubleheader by a score of 53-46. And with the loss, Mountain Home is going to fall to 1-2 on the season. Greene County Tech is going to improve to 2-0. And the Lady Bombers' next game will actually be back here in Paragould. They'll actually they should be back going to the high school campus. The issues with their floor should be corrected by then. They're supposed to be corrected by Sunday, where people can actually be able to use the floor. So anyway, Mount Tom's going to be back here in Paragould for the fourth annual Lady Eagle Invitational Tournament on the campus of Greene County Tech High School. The Lady Bombers' first opponent will be Marion. That will be a week from Thanksgiving at 4 o'clock. So we hope you. I know the Lady Bombers would like to see you out there. If you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you. So just be sure you tune in for details about the upcoming broadcast Mountain Home will have in the tournament. So again, it was Mountain Home falling tonight to Greene County Tech, and that's going to wrap up the RBS Bank postgame show. We'll come back and get the second portion of our doubleheader started in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight: Greene County Tech defeating Mountain Home 53-46. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey, there's my keys, or bike, or stuffed Panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at March.